to what's going on in the world of conversation radio and the related ancillary information that comes from talk television, so-called talk television, the new media. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Talk, 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 talk! It's terrific.
You sounded like a talking duck.
Quack, 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 quack.
It was like, talk, 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 talk. That's great sound.
Do you like that?
New sound. I like that. That would even be a good sort of like a sounder, as they say in radio, or a jingle.
Right. I remember we all used to like to use songs like You Talk Too Much, You Worry Me to Death, or Olivia Newton-John. What was the name of that the song that she did that was a talk song?
Let's Get Physical.
No. Let's see where your head is. All right. So, Michael, shall we go through the stories, the big talk topics of the week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, from number 10 to number 1. That would be a wonderful way to attract listeners, loyal listeners to this program.
Yeah, we have some interesting stuff. We have March Madness and National Football League off-season activity at number 10. We have the NSA bulk data surveillance program at number 9. At 8, we have the weapon sting nabs Cal Paul. Michelle Obama in China ties with the Malaysian plane story that still is on the tongues wagging around the nation at number 7. Obama and Pope Francis getting together at 6. Number 5, the Hague Nukes Summit. At number 4, midterm elections. And believe it or not, we all believe it, the 2016 presidential race is off and running as far as talk media is concerned. At number 3, Obama versus Putin, and that's a general topic. Sounds like sports. Obama versus Putin for the first time. The rematch. And Russian aggression. People are talking about the new Cold War. And the Supreme Court of the United States, sometimes referred to as SCOTUS. I don't like that word. Sounds dirty. SCOTUS. And the SCOTUS Hobby Lobby case is number 2. And Obamacare criticism is number 1. And that just drones on. And the People Survey, we have Leland Yee at 10, Edward Snowden at 9, number 8, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton at 7, at number 6, Chris Christie, number 5, Harry Reid, number 4, John Boehner, number 3, Justice Anthony Kennedy, number 2, Vladimir Putin, and number 1, Barack Obama.
Wait a minute. Just a second. You left out one of the biggest considerations of the week.
Who did I leave out? You?
The President of the United States gave the Pope some vegetable seeds from Michelle Obama's garden.
That's actually very nice, and I guess a case could be made that the Pope's been talked about, that most of the talk was about, you know, Michelle and Barack. Michelle and Barack, a love story.
You really think so? I think they're just hiding the truth from the nation.
Well, you could say that about any couple. No one knows what goes on between people. We should learn that in life. That everything we see in life that we think is real is just one dimension of reality.
I've been asked.
Let's get heavy here.
I've been asked, or maybe I've been told. I think maybe it was more I was told than I was asked. The premise of the conversation was that you really don't ever know the other person in the relationship, and I wonder if that's true. I would like to think that wasn't the case, but everybody is different. So one would wonder, and this is a great, see, these sorts of conversations are not taking place on the radio now like they used to. Laura Schlesinger was great at stirring the pot with things like this, as is Joy Brown, who is still on the air. But there isn't enough of this kind of, there's so much stuff. I mean, look at the top 10 stories this week. It's all about stuff that is relative to us, for sure, when it comes to a consideration of what our political philosophies are or what the country is doing, you know, as an entity, kind of. But where's the discussion of what's practical and maybe even considered helpful? Solutions radio. I know we've talked about this sort of thing before. It's been tried. It doesn't work. I think people are starving, and I don't know why it is that it is so hard to get these things before people, because I found in the circle that I travel in that people are much more interested in things like that, frankly, than they are whether we're going to sell weapons to Nigeria or whatever, you know, else may pop up on the radar screen with certain people and their attitudes.
Well, my view of it is similar to yours, but not quite exactly the same. I don't see why it has to be one or the other. I mean, I'm happy that we have radio in America that talks about public policy and politics and issues. I'm sad that we don't have more radio in America that talks about everything. And talking about human relations, psychology, day-to-day relationships, family problems, what goes on between a husband and a wife, what goes on between parents and children, you know, all of these issues really should be on the radio. But I don't know if they should necessarily replace serious conversations.
No, I'm not suggesting they replace it, but when you see some of the gains that are being made in podcasting, as some of the things that are at, for example, talkers.com, which is the Talkers Radio, that is exclusive to talkers.com. There are a lot of things that are there that people are paying close attention to, a lot of attention to, that aren't considered mainstream. Who is it that decides what's mainstream? It isn't the listener.
Well, you're touching on a very interesting topic. As we go into the 21st century, the whole idea of a mass public and mass appeal is starting to crumble. The internet and all these different channels of possibility and podcasting and satellite radio and YouTube and Pandora, and there's so many different ways people get media today that the idea of there being a mass anything, mass appeal, mainstream, the mainstream media, Milton Berle on Tuesday night, this doesn't happen anymore. And the whole idea of there being a mass appeal anything, you know, a number one song in America, a bestseller list, anything of that nature, might be very 20th century. And we may find as we get deeper into the 21st century that that's considered to be a very old-fashioned concept. And that people are being, unfortunately, or fortunately, isolated from each other. Fortunately, because we have more choices to live our lives the way we want to. Unfortunately, because in some ways we're losing a sense of the larger community. And that's the challenge that we're facing at this point in history.
Isn't it amazing how all of this stuff works? It is fascinating to me. Maybe it's because I've been doing this sort of thing for as long as I have.
Well, you're a media guy. You're a media guy who's dealt in basically a very colorful area of the mass media. And it's very hard to come to grips with the idea that there may not be a mass anymore. Do you realize the only really mass broadcast that we have in our world today is the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Beyond that, any kind of major event is on many, many channels. For example, the State of the Union address or the election night or
Oscars.
Or the war. When we invade another country, the first few weeks becomes a big TV thing. All the networks cover it. Only the Super Bowl is something that everybody
watches on the channel. You don't think the Oscars are equivalent into that sort of thing?
The Oscars? No.
Yeah.
I don't think the Oscars are anywhere near as big as the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. I don't have the statistics in front of me,
yeah,
but I'll bet you far more people watch the Super Bowl
I'll
than watch
bet
the
ya.
Oscars.
What a guy. I'll bet you.
I'll bet you. I'll bet you.
Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here with us.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen talking about talk, if you will, the things that are on people's minds, news talk radio. The quality of news today, one of the things that's going on a lot of the stations is they'll take, there is usually, and I don't want to make this too inside, top of the hour news. ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, Associated Press, whomever delivers these national stories. And then when you come back, oftentimes the national people and sometimes the local people will go back to the headlines, as it were. Is that redundant, do you think? Do people not like that? Or is that really what people are searching for when it comes to the pure definition of news talk radio?
Well, I mean, they come back to the headlines, but they're talking about it with opinion as opposed to objective reporting.
But do you think the average person knows the difference between a news and opinion? When they hear,
yeah, I do. I think the average person is smarter than we give, than we, meaning generally, you know, the media, give them credit for.
Yeah.
And I think that people certainly understand what it is they're listening to when they listen to a radio station. They understand the format, and they know if they're listening to conversation about what's going on in Russia or what's going on, in Washington, they hear the story, and then they hear the talk show host do an opinion about it. They may not understand the journalistic definitions of these things, but they basically get the idea that there's opinion and there's news, and yeah, I think people are a lot smarter than conventional wisdom indicates.
I don't know about being smart, but being well informed is something that I think there is less and less of, unless you do the research yourself. And then where do you go to find something that actually really describes? Because you're reading filtered information. It's like the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Same story told by four different guys over a 700-year period, and they just got it all by hearsay. So you got to wonder, okay, is the news any different than that? The news and the Bible only compared here. Michael Harrison.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Top five songs from this week in 1986.
Me Likey.
Prince. And The Revolution. Typical
Prince.
Good stuff, actually.
Gotta love some good old-fashioned funk.
This is a song called
Kiss.
Five this week from Prince. This week in 1986, focused on the number four song now.
Oh, Rosie K in the USA. Oh, Rosie K in the USA.
Oh, Rosie K in the USA. This is John Cougar. John Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp, or Mellonhead, if you will. Crank it up, Richie.
Farm boy rock.
Yes, sir. That's actually a good way of describing it.
That's what it is.
Is that what it's called, really?
Basically, yeah. Right. Middle America, Indiana, farm boy, classic rock and roll.
All right, so that's the number four song this week. 1986 is the year.
What's interesting about number five and number four?
Yes.
Both of them were forced to change their name. Not forced, but suggested they change their names by the record company for promotional purposes.
Yeah.
And then later were angry about it and changed their names to something else. Prince later went on to be the artist formerly known as, and then the symbol.
Prince, yeah.
And John Mellencamp went through this whole John Cougar, and I hate you for making me call myself John Cougar thing, and went back to John Cougar Mellencamp, then basically John Mellencamp. A lot of, like, personal problems there with their identities.
We all have our problems, Vicky. Let's move to the number three song this week in 1986. Group's called Atlantic Star. I figured this wouldn't turn you on much.
No, you know what? I have a place in my heart for the mid-80s R&B.
Really?
Because it reminds me of hanging out out with friends down in the clubs of Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and this is what they'd play on the dance floor all the time. So, yeah, it's good memories.
All right, I'll take your word for it. The song is called Secret Lovers. I'm cranking this up for a minute. Although I do want to get to the number two song. And you mentioned from the bottom of your heart, this group is Heart. Number two from this week in 1986, These Dreams.
When a perfectly good rock band goes soft on us.
Us?
You, me, the country, you know. They have electric guitars sitting right there and they decided not to use them.
Yeah. Number one song from this week in 1986. The group is Falco. This was it for them.
Pretty much.
Rock Me Amadeus.
One and done.
Wasn't this, this was not actually in the movie, though.
It was not.
It was
not.
A movie at the time, Amadeus, about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Right.
And
don't think this fits.
Did not quite sound like any Mozartian tune that I ever heard. Anyway, those are the top five songs for this week in 1986. We'll be here on Good Day.
Flashback.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? Clogged fuel injection systems cause poor performance. Fact. A wonder of modern technology, fuel injectors, like tiny water pistols, squirt precise amounts of gasoline into each engine cylinder. But when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. Solution? A fuel injector cleaner, like Royal Purple Max Clean, that penetrates the built-up residue and opens the spray passageway so full doses of fuel can enter the engine's combustion chamber. When choosing products that enhance the performance of your vehicle, consider Royal Purple Max Clean. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up your Royal Purple Max Clean today at Pep Boys.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. According to economic research firm Cardno Intrix, the ethanol industry added $42.4 billion to the U.S.'s gross domestic product, and the production of 13.9 billion gallons of ethanol supported 90,200 direct jobs and over 311,000 indirect jobs across this country. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 Facts About Ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Review here of what's going on in the world of conversation radio, looking back at the past week. That search for the Malaysian airline flight seems to have been the number one thing, certainly in the world in which I travel. Conversation I have with people on the air, this really made it. One of the most interesting pieces of sound to come out of the week was something that Jon Stewart did on The Daily Show, where he takes apart both CNN and Fox because of their ridiculous over-coverage of this search.
For weeks, the big story has been the missing Malaysia Airlines flight. Satellite data seemed to confirm the worst. I think we all feared the story would end in tragedy, and so early on, we turned to the news media for a sense of sober clarity.
Air traffic controllers in Southeast Asia have lost contact with a jumbo jet carrying 239 people. We're, of course, doing all we can to try to get as many details as possible from our sources around the region and the world.
It was an accurate and humble assessment from CNN. Until they realized, oh, we've got 23 hours and 59 minutes left to fill. It, let's go nuts. And they did, with everything in their bag of tricks. Giant floor maps, big fake airplanes, little fake airplanes, holographic airplanes, no airplane detail left unspoken.
A plane like this is around 61, 62 meters end to end, 61, 62 side to side.
You're telling them what a plane looks like? Of course, man does not live by hologram alone. Give me a $6. Flank it. Now, stupid me.
A lot of people have been asking about that, about black holes and on and on and on and all of these conspiracy theories. Let's look at this. Noah says, what else can you think about? Black hole, Bermuda Triangle. And then Deji says, huh, just like the movie Lost. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think, Mary?
A small black hole would suck in our entire universe, so we know it's not that. Bermuda Triangle is often weather, and Lost is a TV show.
I know it's a TV show, but is it, Mary? Wow, did that lower the bar, CNN, but I think you can go lower.
Investigators sometimes use psychics. Why hasn't anyone considered the services of a credible psychic specializing in missing persons? I mean, it sounds incredible, but they have been used before.
Yeah. I don't know while we're at it. Why not use that octopus that always predicts the World Cup victor? CNN's missing airline obsession not only doubled their primetime ratings, it itself became news. Because the only thing less likely than an airplane disappearing out of the sky is CNN's ratings doubling.
Speculation has been replacing hard facts in news coverage. Earlier this week, CNN anchor Don Lemon brought up the theory that something, quote, supernatural could be at play.
The network is in dire ratings trouble. They get a pulse. Okay? So, the executives order, you guys got to do this wall to wall.
You better be careful, O'Reilly, or Fox's coverage of CNN's overcoverage will be covered. By CNN. News loop!
What do you make of Bill O'Reilly speaking the way he did?
I think he's nervous CNN. Because he lost in the demo, the younger viewership, three nights in a row last week, and he started getting nervous.
But Phil, if CNN is hitting ratings gold with the spectrometratron, Fox News will not be speculatorated.
The most likely scenario, in my view, is the Payne-Stewart scenario. Something happened with the oxygen on board. Everybody died.
But it isn't. CNN's missing a larger story here.
You have two pilots, pilot and co-pilot, both of them Muslims. It seemed to me to take a long time for them to begin to look into the backgrounds or whether they had any political radicalization in their backgrounds.
By the way, there's a good chance a substantial population of the cabin passengers are Muslim as well. So you have to go through. You have to find out who has political ties. Extremist ties.
I still believe it's 60-75% chance that I am correct. The airplane did not crash and that it's going to be used in a future radical Islamist terrorist movement.
Yes! Doesn't it seem suspicious to anybody that a plane originating in a Muslim country would have so many Muslim passengers and pilots? It's a little too convenient, don't you think? I mean, to hear the airline say it. There are Muslims and Muslim pilots flying every day without incident. Well, I don't buy it.
All right, so there's Jon Stewart talking about this is the big broadcast of the week, the broadcast on radio and television of speculation, conversation, intonation, the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, what's going on? All right, so from Jon Stewart, we go to a few callers that were recorded on programs that we monitor here, weighing in on the news media coverage of the plane.
I'm a 75-year-old citizen and an ex-military veteran, so 15 years, and it's amazing to me how this one story has just taken up the whole news space from local to national news when we've got so many other things going on, just like an immigration thing, and all the other local happenings that happens every day. There's crashes and the killings and the dope deals and all this. It's an everyday deal. But all gets taken over by big money, worrying about who's going to be the first one to say, okay, we told you so. We found the wreckage, and we knew it was a hijacking and all this. I thought from day one it was a hijacking, but who knows where and why? Who cares until it's over and done with and we find out the final real results?
I am ill, so I've been watching it, and it is just constant. They started, I was watching TV, I think about midnight is when they picked this up, and they have gone all through the morning. And I've watched it, but it's the same thing over and over again. I guess I'm hypnotized by it.
All right, so speaking of the same thing over and over again, I'm Doug Steffen. This is an overview of the items that are of interest, perhaps depending on how you look at the lists, the top items. Certainly what's happened in Malaysia or out in the Indian Ocean is, whether it's of interest, it still is something that's a grabber. And another thing that seems to be affecting people this week and last week, and so far in this past month, the stuff in the Ukraine's been going on. So you want to hear more about what's going on in the Ukraine and Russia and the Crimea and the good, the bad, and the ugly references? We'll have them in a moment here. It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
In a world where every minute counts, it's not surprising that women are looking for ways to streamline their morning beauty routines. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Now it's possible to accomplish more using less, thanks to advances in skincare technology. Here with more details on this latest trend is leading dermatologist and author of Simple Skin Beauty, Dr. Ellen Marmer.
Multitasking beauty products are rapidly increasing in popularity, and they are not limited to makeup and moisturizers. Even your deodorant can provide multiple skincare benefits. We don't always think of our underarms as being beautiful, but it's an area that requires special attention and care. I suggest using New Dove Advanced Care, which is the only deodorant formulated with Nutrium Moisture to provide softer, smoother armpits in just 3 days. Plus, it offers 48-hour odor and wetness protection so you can be confident all day long.
Visit Dove.com to learn more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove Deodorant.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the seven most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, saffron flower extract, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 7 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-1021. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-1021. 1-800-514-1021.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out nasty with Boston.
I'm Doug Steffen, and this is our weekly overview of some of the things that people have been buzzing about. Let's see, Russia, Ukraine, big item this week, as the Crimea becomes a focus. Why'd they take it over? Yada, yada. Here's a radio guy named Howie Carr talking to a military analyst named David Hunt about what Hunt thinks is going to happen next between the Russians, the Ukrainians, the East, the West. Let's go.
Is Ukraine going to be an independent country a year from now?
Not all of it. I think what has, what if anybody looks at a map, you look at the large Ukraine and then just below it,
Crimea.
Below it's the Crimea and then the Black Sea, et cetera. The problem Putin has, once he's taken the Crimea, which he has, and annexed it, is that the water supply and oil and everything that the Crimea needs for day-to-day living comes out of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
So Putin can't, he has to go get or get control of the lines, the logistical lines that feed the Crimea. So he has to go in to part of the Ukraine. Otherwise, the Ukrainians will have the ability to shut down the Crimea. And he's not going to let that happen. So he's got to go. He's either got to leave the Crimea, which he's not going to do, or he's got to go get these water and oil lines and electrical lines which he has to. So I
now are they in the, are they in the, are these lines that he needs? Are they in eastern Ukraine where there's a Russian majority, or are they in western Ukraine, which is sort of a which is basically Europe?
Well, they're
with
both
Ukrainian.
But they're both. It's, if you look at the map, it's south. I think southwestern. But I the truth is, I don't know where all the pump stations are. But he's got to get control of those aspects.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he looks stupid, and he's not going to let that happen. He's got 20,000 Russian soldiers on the border.
Yeah.
They're not having an exercise. The world just kicked him out of the G8. Ouch. Oh, boy.
Yeah, like he really cares about that. Course, that's going to hurt him as much as freezing the accounts or whatever.
Of course not. But as you know, historically, we've had two world wars in the plains of Europe. We're not going to do a third one. Certainly not over this. The point I'm making is that he has to go into the part of Ukraine in order to keep the Crimea sustainable.
Yeah.
And I think that's got to happen very soon.
Very soon?
I'd say within the next 10 days, he's got to do it. The other thing is, because right now what's happened is, as you know, the Ukraine gets cheap oil and gas from Russia.
Yeah.
They just upped the price. Russia's just upped the price to Ukraine. And as also we know that up to 50% of the gas electrical power comes into Europe through the Ukraine. So there's a whole bunch of players in this, but to keep the Crimea viable, he has to go into he's got to get control of those lines we already talked about. So, and it's going to happen pretty fast. And he's not going to leave 20,000 soldiers on the border indefinitely. And he sees that the world's actually powerless, unwilling to stop him. So he'll go. He's got to go.
All right, so let's get a little talk radio action here. Doug Steffen with some of the talk radio callers who have called into some of the programs that we've monitored on the situation with the Russians and the Ukrainians.
I think giving aid to Ukraine is a huge mistake. I think that's probably the quickest way to escalate it. Sanctions are probably the best way to do stuff, but, I mean, we're going to give them a $1 billion loan, and Russia offered him, a $15 billion loan earlier, and I don't think it's smart. I don't think there's neo-Nazis over there or anything. I mean, they might have a small right-wing thing going on over there, but we just have to let it play out.
I do think we ought to keep in mind that this whole Crimea crisis was caused by the West and U.S. Really encouraging these rioters that fostered a coup in Ukraine. And what is Putin to do? But when we foster, supposedly in a democratic country, we're fostering a coup, and then, this whole thing is part of this neoconservative, aggressive policy of the U.S., and it's not working. It's not helping the U.S.
I would say to Congress what I've already said to Congress in my calls to my two senators and representative. No and hell no to $1 billion. It ain't a loan. It's a gift because Ukraine is a basket case because they already bought into the neoliberal BS for the last 20 years. That's why they are a basket case. And to think that we're going to give $1 billion to a bunch of neo-Nazi morons.
As far as financial aid for Ukraine goes, I feel that we should more support our own infrastructure financial-wise. But as far as military support goes, I don't see any problem with, posting a couple thousand troops over there to try to keep the peace. I mean, they're overrunning military bases over Crimea. There's no point for that. At one point, before Russia annexed them, they were part of Ukraine. The Ukraine government fought for this. They came from the USSR after the USSR collapsed, and, they fought for what they had to. They fought like we did during the American Revolutionary War. We fought for our own independence, and that's what Ukraine's fighting for. When it comes down to Crimea, that's just Russia trying to bully the Eastern Bloc, or what used to be of it.
What I find fascinating in all these discussions is how the Russians are going back to where they were before they were so successful. in the communist model. That's why it fell apart as it did. But let's try to put it back together again so we can take another run at it. All right, focus on the new movie Noah up next here.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
The search continues in the Southern Indian Ocean and in Washington State. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The mystery of what happened to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 may be solved by searching in a different area of the Indian Ocean. Authorities say they have a new target zone, almost 700 miles northeast of where crews had been searching.
Because of ocean drift, this new search area could still be consistent with the potential objects identified by various satellite images over the past week.
That's the Malaysia Transport Minister, who said the change was also made based on radar data that suggested the jet was traveling faster than previously estimated, meaning it used up more fuel, reducing the distance the plane traveled. This new search area is said to be more accessible, but is still in a section of the Indian Ocean considered extremely dangerous. Search crews are getting a break today when it comes to the weather.
Weather conditions are much improved in the waters to the west of Australia. Right now, current satellite photos continue to show relatively clear skies.
That's meteorologist Rob Carolyn. Flight 370 hasn't been seen since it dropped off radar back on March 8th with 239 people aboard. Meanwhile, the search continues in Washington State, 6 days after that massive mudslide that virtually wiped out the small town of Oso, about 50 miles northeast of Seattle. Charlotte Gibson of the U.S. Air Force talks about the incredible collective search and rescue effort.
For me, what stands out the most is the civilians we're working with. I mean, to know that they have the strength to go out there and keep searching on the rescue and recovery operation. It's so much harder emotionally for them.
The official death toll stands at 17, with several more bodies located but not yet recovered. 90 people are still listed as missing. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The
flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, some modest losses for stocks yesterday. The Dow off 5 points, closing at 16,264. NASDAQ dropped 22 points. S&P lost 3. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says a new report proves he's not to blame for the George Washington Bridge closing scandal. In an interview on ABC World News, the governor said the report mirrors what he said back in January, that he had no knowledge of the bridge shutdown before it happened, nor did he have anything to do with it. It should be noted the governor's office hired the law firm that released this report yesterday. The NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. 4 more Sweet 16 games tonight. Last night, Florida, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Dayton advanced to the Elite 8. Dayton is a number 11 seed, by the way. Yes, that's the sound of another bracket being busted. And finally, another weekend is upon us with little doubt which movie is the favorite to stay number one at the box office.
So am I supposed to thank you?
You're supposed to be smart.
Divergent, the futuristic thriller, brought in $56 million in its debut last weekend. As movies go, Divergent is fairly loud in the action scenes. We are all well aware that movies with a great deal of action can actually assault the eardrums. Lawmakers in Connecticut are proposing legislation that would prevent theaters from showing a film or preview that exceeds 85 decibels. Here's State Senator Carlo Leone.
There are people with sensitive hearing, whether they're younger children or senior citizens with hearing issues. So, one size doesn't always fit all in this scenario.
This measure would no doubt have affected a movie such as, Expendables 2 from 2012.
Here we go!
The Motion Picture Association of America argues this bill would violate First Amendment rights to free speech because it applies only to movie theaters and not to other venues such as rock concerts and sporting events. And let's face it, the louder the action, the less of this we have to endure from Sylvester Stallone.
Here we go!
You know, the action scenes don't bother me. I put in earplugs only when Stallone is talking.
Here we go!
I think I'm done here. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.